In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning. Are you all feeling comfortable today? In every possible way you can imagine. The thing that made me most uncomfortable, to be honest, was possibly to the Colossians. Sometimes when you travel with younger people, they sleep very soundly and a little longer than older people, and which worked out for me. Through this letter that Paul wrote to the church, keep in mind this letter initially because he was getting reports that the church was falling into some false teachings, and it was pulling them away from the clear understanding of their faith. And within those false teachings, some of the things that they were clinging to were the old ways. Now, thankfully, when we start something new in the church, we never try to go back and cling to the old ways. Amen? We seek comfort, don't we? This comfort concept in the church just isn't of God. What God offers us is peace. What we translate that to is peace means comfort. No? We have peace. Now, why do you offer peace? When do you need peace the most? Oh, when you're comfortable. Things are going your way. You're not going to do yet. Next. You go, well, God's in control, right? And we go, yeah, God's in control. And that gives us some peace. The chaos doesn't necessarily go away. The uncomfortableness doesn't go away. It's a question of, are we willing to seek God's peace in the midst of being uncomfortable? And he wrote this letter to the church because the church was seeking a little bit of comfort. They were getting some false teachings. They were going back to old ways, and he's trying to encourage them to understand you have a new life in Christ, a new life. And that's the same for us today. If you spend your days and your life as a Christian trying to figure out how to fit God into the life you have it backwards. The question is, how do you have life in God? It's like, well, let me see what time I can make to fit in God. And it's like, no, let's see what kind of life we have in Christ. And we have a new life. Now think about that. A new life. Anybody want to start a brand new life? Yeah, probably not. I've done it a few times. It actually becomes quite an adventure. But I promise you, the one thing you definitely need in that moment is God's peace. Because he is not bringing any comfort. So after a week of no comfort, and reading this a couple of times or multiple times through the week, listen to the first three verses. So if you have been with Christ, seek the things that are is seated at the right hand of God. Anybody with Christ? I'll have anybody here today and with Christ. So if you're a Christian, this is an understanding of what was happening to you at that moment. And if you are to think of the things above, set your mind, verse 2, set your mind on things that are. For you have, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Did you feel a little peace in that? I felt a little peace. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's something that can bring some peace. The died part seems a little rough, but he's saying you're new. It's a new life he's encouraging us into. That's what he's saying. This is what he offers us, is a new life. And he's writing this, again, Paul writing this to a church that's falling back into some old ways. He's saying, no, don't go back. Go towards Jesus. It can be hard to do sometimes in the midst of our lives. It's very difficult to do if you are like me and you can skillfully justify any action that you ever take, good, bad, or otherwise. Your life is hidden with Christ. I think we often spend more time hiding our life from Christ. That's those things we never speak of. Being who we are in a somewhat traditional church, confession is something we do. We do it corporately every Sunday. Do you want to make people really uncomfortable? Do confession personally with your priest. Everybody wants to line up for that, amen? We do that. And then we'll talk about this mission trip. Do we? Do we think about the deacon pauses for that length of time before we begin the confession? See, the confession isn't the word that we say together. That's the right. The confession is what you are taking directly to God in the silence before we wrap together. And that's just a reminder of all the things that we can wander off into in a week. And why does it matter? Well, it does. If you've never done confession in a more traditional sense, I recommend it. Even if you just have another close spiritual friend you confess these things to, there's something about recognizing where you are. And again, because, see, to be hidden in Christ, we have to be willing to be vulnerable with Christ. Hiding from Christ, that's those things that we leave unspoken. And just going, well, I know God's forgiven me. And we say that here, but so often when we say that about particular things, brothers and sisters, what I'm really saying is I'm too afraid to say this that's in the depth of me out loud. Because if I do that, it might be real. So to be hidden in Christ, we have to stop hiding from Christ. Thankfully, Paul gives us opportunity, and it requires a certain level of honesty to reach this place. And he says this, put to death what in you is earthly, fornication, impurity, passion, evil, desire, greed, which is idolatry, on account of these, the rest of those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. I think for the most part, we can take those things and feel a little relief. The majority of us can make it through any of those things listed and say, I'm clear. But in the case in our spiritual journey, there's always another piece to follow, isn't there? Just when you think you've come as close to God as you can get, suddenly he says, come a little closer. Come a little closer. And then, of course, my favorite word in Scripture, but now we must get rid of all such things. It gets a little trickier now. But now we must get rid of all such things, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. I'm done. I got nothing. Again, I'm doing pretty well so far today because up until this moment, I haven't had many words to say. But we have to let him go. We have to get honest with ourselves. We have to get honest with God. You get a close spiritual friend, or say a priest, who's taken a vow to repeat anything you say in that circumstance, and I pretty much forget those things when they're told to me. Get honest. Because you know the easiest person to lie to is ourselves. It's ourselves. We can justify anything, can't we? Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self and its practices, and have clothed yourselves with a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, Scythians, slave and free. Christ is all and in all. Amen. Isn't that what we're looking for? Above all else, this kingdom that Paul is hinting towards to the church, the church. It seems we may actually be the solution the world is looking for when we are hidden in Christ. Brothers and sisters, if we are going to be the fullness of what God has created us to be, if we are going to be the fullness of what God can be through us, through the power of His Holy Spirit, if we are going to be the church hidden in Christ today, stop hiding from Christ. Be honest. Be vulnerable. Get uncomfortable. Seek His peace, not worldly comfort. When you hear yourself saying, "I know I said that or did that, but..." Don't live in that. Live in the fact that something stopped you in your tracks. Don't go and hide it behind the butt. Be open. Be honest. Trust in this new life that you've been given. Let the old one go. You cannot have both.